Across beds, hearts and bucks.
This is Jonathan Vernon-Smith.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
So do you both wee in the shower?
Yeah, absolutely.
We most certainly do.
I weed in the shower this morning.
Did you?
Right. I did.
Right, but and when you do it, so what, I don't mean to be crude, but you just kind of stand there, and as the shower starts, you just let it all happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you haven't tried it before, it can take a moment to just let the wee come to you. But I think once you're going, you can't stop. That's it. You're away. I don't know if you've ever weed in the shower yourself, but as anyone who has will know, as soon as you get out, there's no residue left of it, and you can't even smell urine after doing it.
Well, that's very reassuring to hear, because the whole point of having a shower is that you come out smelling better than when you got in it. You don't want to come out smelling of wee.
Yeah, so maybe do it at the start of your shower as well.
Kerry is in Stondon. Hello, Kerry.
Good morning.
Morning.
The students have got it wrong. We should not be weeing in the shower. We should be saving it and using it on the garden. We should be weeing on our plants and our flowers and our vegetables.
Why?
Because it's very rich in nitrogen and all the trace elements that we need. Or we should have a big compost heap and wee on the compost heap. After about 6 months, it's the best compost you could perfectly use in your garden.
Derek's in Royston. Hello, Derek.
Good morning to you.
Morning, Derek. What would you like to say?
I've washed my hands in urine many times.
You what?
I've washed my hands in urine many times. And it takes the grease and oil off very quickly.
Why would you wee on your hands?
Yeah.
Across beds, hearts and bucks.
This is Jonathan Vernon-Smith.
BBC Three Counties Radio.